afternoon KSL News Time 5:09. Triple team traffic. Let's guide you toward dinner. Here's Ricky Meese.
Friday drive home delays. Southbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City to 90 is south. And if you're southbound on eastbound on I-215 South Belt, you're going to see delays start right after Redwood Road to the I-15 interchange. Northbound I-15 also seeing some heavy and slower traffic. It's getting bogged down from Bangor Highway up to 7200 South. Michelle?
I'm seeing delays on Bangor Highway both directions around Highway 201. They're slowing down drivers. You'll also see some delays southbound Bangor Highway in the West Valley and Kearns area. Now, if southbound I-15, you'll hit those brakes around the point of the mountain down to Lehigh, but the bigger delays have been northbound I-15 from Orem intermittently up to Lehigh.
We'll go into the East Belt right now. Southbound delays, 4500 south down towards 6200 South Wasatch Boulevard. On the north end, it looks like you've got some spotty delays leaving downtown Salt Lake City to the north interchange, Davis County. Then heavy delays, Burton Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. And you've got southbound delays coming Ogden down into Clearfield back into Davis County. And then the north end 215, those delays leaving Legacy Parkway down towards 2800 north, the big crash there. Salt Lake Community College creates pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.